Hi friends, this is Dilip on your channel You Can Podcast. Okay, let's today talk about what is personality. What is personality? According to the Cambridge International Dictionary of English, your personality is the type of person you are, which is shown by the way you behave, feel and think. Personality, according to the Langman Dictionary of Contemporary English, is the whole nature or character of a person. How a person behaves, feels and thinks, how he conducts himself in a given set of circumstances is largely determined by the state of his mind. Mere external appearance or a person's speech or mannerism are only fringes of one's personality. They do not reflect the real personality. Personality development is the real sense refers to the deeper levels of a person. So, a study of our personality starts from a clear grasp of nature, of a mind and how it functions. Necessity to know our mind. We intend to do many things. Make resolutions to cultivate good habits, to kick certain bad habits, to study with concentration, to do something with a concentrated mind. Very often our mind rebels, forcing us to beat a retreat from our efforts at implementing our resolutions. A book is open before us, and our eyes are open, but the mind has started wandering, thinking about some past and past events or some future plans. The same thing happens when we sit for a few minutes trying to pray or think of a divine name or form. Swami Vivekananda says, an Indian monk, free, who cannot for a moment govern our own minds, nay, cannot hold our minds on a subject. Focus it on a point to the exclusion of everything else for a moment. Yet, we call ourselves free. Think of it. According to the Bhagavad Gita, the holy book of Hindus, the undisciplined mind acts as our enemy, whereas a trained mind acts as a friend. So we need to have a clear idea of a mechanism of our mind. Can you train it to be obey us, to cooperate with us? How can it contribute to the development of our personality? The fourfold functions of the mind. The human mind has four basic functions. This can be illustrated by giving an example. Suppose I met a person whom I met somewhere, say about 10 years old before. I try to recollect when and where I met him and who he is. From the inner recesses of my mind, there begins a process of scanning, as it were, to check if there are any events stored there connected with the person. Suddenly, I am able to recognize the person as so and as. Finally says, he is the same person I met in such and such place, etc. I now have a firm knowledge about the person. Analyzing the above example, we are able to discern four functions of our mind. Memory. The first function is memory. The storehouse of memory and impressions of our past experiences, present, future, various possibilities before the mind. This storehouse is called Chitta. It is in the storehouse that the impressions of our mind, thoughts and actions, good and bad, are stored. The sum total of these impressions determine our character. This chitta again is what is known as our subconscious mind. The second function is deliberation and conceptualization. Not yet sure, the mind examines the many options presented before it. It deliberates on several things. Its faculty of the mind is called manas. Imagination and formation of concepts are also functions of the manas. Determination and decision making, the third function of the mind. Buddhi is the faculty responsible for decision making. It has the capacity to judge the pros and cons of things and what is more desirable. It is also discriminative faculty in a person, which enables him to discriminate between the real and unreal, between what is to be done and what is to be avoided, what is morally right and what is wrong. It is also the seat of willpower, so essential for personality development, and hence this aspect of mind concerns us the most. And the last but not least, the fourth function, I consciousness. I is myself, consciousness. Appropriating to oneself all physical and mental activities, like I eat, I see, I talk, I hear, I am, etc., is called ahankara or I consciousness. As long as the I identifies itself with the undisciplined body mind, a complex human life is dedicated by events and circumstances of the world. We become happy with pleasurable events and is miserable with adverse circumstances. More the mind gets refined and disciplined, more does one get to know the real sources of I consciousness. Correspondingly, a person becomes more balanced and equipoised in his daily life. Such a person is no longer swayed by any event or circumstances of his life. These four aspects of mind, manas, buddhi, chitta and ahankara, are most watertight compartments. It is the same mind called by different names based on its functions.